Hello all, and welcome back to another episode of the Man-to-Man NBA show. We're very glad to have you, first time, long time, anything in between. We love that you're here chilling with us, listening, and today's a big day in the sports world. It's been a big week in the sports world, really. We'll have a little March Madness talk for you, a little last day of the NBA regular season talk for you, actually a lot of that talk. It is Masters weekend, and the MLB came back this week, and it's been the first weekend of games. It's been a great day in the sports world. We'll talk a little bit about it all, mostly about the basketball, of course, and our good friend Andy is back. We're very happy to have him back, so it's a great day. But before we get into all that, I got to tell you real quick about Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, UFC fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget, the MLB is back as well. Who are you guys picking to win the World Series? Who? Any input on that?
Yeah, the Diamondbacks.
That would be an insane bet if you want to put those futures on. Andy, you got a pick?
I was conceived on Addison Street where the Cubs play above a bar. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs for Andy. Go D-backs for Hoop. I guess if we're taking homer picks, go Detroit Tigers. So we'll all get some, make some big money if we bet those futures and they hit. So that's what BetOnline's got for you. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's B-L-E-A-V. 50% welcome bonus, first deposit, Bet Online, where the game starts. And now that we got Bet Online shouted out, let's bring the boys in. Hoop, Andy, y'all have already talked a little bit, but happy to see you boys breathing well on this fine Sunday. How we doing?
I'm doing good. Masters week, I've been watching golf all weekend. I don't know the last time I actually watched like a full golf tournament start to finish, but this Masters always is one of those times. But yeah, good weekend so far. Still fucking cold as hell in Indianapolis. I'm ready for spring to come, man.
But I would say the Masters is kind of fucking trash this year, dude. It's like just really shitty weather, right? Like, because we're having really bad weather too, and we're trying to get through these April showers, but it's just really, really cold. And today it's really sunny, but I'm not a big fan of the Masters this year. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I kind of stopped watching after Tiger, you know, Tiger had a really good day first day, and then Spieth's not even making the second cut. And then you got Scheffler, you know, just smoking everybody minus 11 after what yesterday, the Saturday night. And then the second guy's like minus seven. I don't know what he finished, but I'm just not a big fan, dude. And it's just like, it's cold there. You can tell as well. So it's, you know, they're not enjoying the course, and it's a little tough on everyone right now. But what's good, boys? Appreciate y'all having me back. I feel like I've been here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I've been searching for a couple birds here and there, just not working out. But appreciate y'all rocking with me, man. I didn't thought I got kicked off for a sec.
Nah, brother, we were always happy to have you back. We knew you had some stuff going on last week, but we're happy to have you back. And I can tell you, neither Hoop or I would have said we hated the Masters, and you did. So, you know, that's the kind of experience you bring to the pod that we don't get without you. We appreciate that.
Also, Andy used that term bird to me a couple of days ago. I was like, what are you talking about? And it's, I guess for me or the people that don't know, it's like a lady. You're, you know, searching for some birds. I was like,
it's a chick.
Yeah, what are we talking? I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
just trying to get a wheel of bird. JP, have you heard that before?
I have heard that. I think it's like big in Europe, calling like ladies birds. I think that's a European thing, like a UK, Ireland, Scotland thing.
What happened, man? I think I haven't been here since 3 weeks. The Nelk boys came in town, and I took a picture with all those guys and Dana White. Got a selfie with Dana White. Got a signed Howlerhead whiskey bottle by Dana White. I'm not going to open it ever, probably. And then, yeah, last week I went up to Knoxville to just try to just get a new environment going, man. I know how y'all feel about that. I don't know. For me, I got to get out sometimes, even though I was just out, you know, a couple months ago, but, if it's for a bird or something, you know, and I got an opportunity to catch a play, I'm gonna try to go do it. Had a great night, up until, you know, after $300 later. Right. And then, I just get called insanely rude out of nowhere. Someone can't handle liquor. I'm calling you out. And wouldn't let me sleep, man. So didn't really have any other place to stay. Woke up next day, I said I'm out. She said, you want to get lunch? Nah, I'm good. You didn't even say thank you. Yeah, I'm big on thank yous, man. So
you can't tell, Andy was very passionate about this. It sounds like still, but he called me up last week. It was like, yo, went to Knoxville. This girl was just really rude to me. I was like, you did the right thing. Just bounce out of there, man. I mean, you got a car. Bounce out, man.
I mean, I just can't be like, I can't be banking on staying at someone's place, you know, especially the, you know, especially if it's a bird. Like, I got to have my own hotel or something. You know, I can't be catching myself in that kind of situation. But yeah, I'm back. I'm, you know, glad to be back, man. Big week for the boys. Nashville Voyager, first publication, man. No, we, Nashville Voyager, they hit us up about a couple months ago. It was kind of weird because we had to write out the interview. So when I'm, you know, writing it out, it's like, oh, Elliot or Nash said this, and they're laughing in an interview. But really, really cool interview. We kind of told our story, and it's linked in all of our bios at Man to Man Podcast. Go check it out if you want to read about it. I think we even showed it to Griff. I don't know where Griff's at. Maybe he'll come back, you know, sooner than later. But he even read the story, and he was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I learned a lot from it. So if you guys want to learn how we got into podcasting, it was very unorthodox. I don't know if that's the right, is that the right word? Unorthodox, how we got into it.
Yeah. That's, but a good, yeah, word. You've been researching your words, I can see.
That's, yeah, it was cool. It was cool, man. New merch is out. Rocking the off-white Man to Man Podcast, not remaking this design. So snag it. Thought we had XLs. We only have larges. It's our second physical merch design that we've gotten in, besides what the first one was, the OG LeBron Jordan sweatshirt, right? That everybody loves. Get your damn merch. Support the boys. Shout out Six Pack for fronting the hoodies. Go check out Six Pack coverage. Shout out Dash Radio. So that's pretty much where we're at, right? I mean, headed into the summer.
Yeah, I think you recapped it all. I mean, that was a pretty good little, you know, 3-minute blur about everything that's going on. Yeah, the Nashville Voyager piece is awesome. As somebody who came in a little later to the podcast, I learned a lot, even though I'd obviously already talked to you all about it a little bit. And then, yeah, get your merch, the sweatshirt. I know mine's coming in the mail. I'm very excited. It looked great on you, Andy. Some model pictures going out there that looked great. I'm excited for it. Great, we're going into the summer, so I'm not sure. It's right. The usage will be in a few months, but that's even right. Better. You know, put it on layaway.
Yeah, just trying to get rid of it, man. If we don't, like, we'll still have these designs for the fall. But shout out Bob's, man. He's like the only guy I can find to take pictures. And trust me, man, like, Bob's good looking dude. Sometimes I just got to really try with you, dog. You know, so he's kind of the guy that's like, oh, man, we got to do this. You want me to sit in the grass? Yeah, sit in the grass, dude. I'm giving you a fucking hoodie. You know what I'm saying? So excuse my French, but come on, dog, smile. So Bob's, if you're listening to this, I'm seeing you later today. Check out the pod, even though, you know, you won't. So that's why I talk shit. He's not going to listen to the pod. But everybody else will. Shout out Bob's, one of my best friends. But if you want to model for your boy, get some free merch, model for your boy. Let me see that cheek to cheek. But we're all chilling here, man. I'm just bringing passionate energy, man. Glad to be back, man. Glad to be in front of a mic again.
That's why we love it, Andy. You bring more passionate energy than we could ever imagine. And yes, you are back in front of the mic. And we got some stuff to talk about. I will say, this is old news at this point because it happened last Monday, and that's 6 days ago. It'll be 7 days ago by the time you listen to this. So this could have happened months ago, as far as I'm concerned. But
wait,
Kansas why? Jayhawks. Just because the news cycle goes so fast.
Oh, my fault.
Do you remember
fault.
What was going on a week ago?
My fault. Yeah, my fault. Yeah, are we shouting out who won the tourney?
Oh yeah, Hoop was talking about that a little bit. I'll let him take that one. But y'all want me to give the quick breakdown before we do?
Yeah, please.
So Kansas pulled it out over UNC, overcame a super big halftime deficit. I'm sure you all have already seen this, heard about it. But really one of the biggest stories that ended up coming from this game is Armando Bacot, who's a guy we talked a lot about last week. When he went up for a pretty important layup in the middle of the game, it looked like the court buckled a little bit, kind of stumbled, and he was already on a bum ankle, and it made it even worse. You know, I don't know what happened. Armando said it buckled. The video shows that it probably did. But for me, the question I want to present to y'all, because obviously court buckling is not good, but, you know, when they play these massive college basketball games in these huge football stadiums, it's just always a little disorienting, and I feel like something almost always goes wrong. So do y'all, like, just before we get into breaking down who won the tournament, quick question. How do y'all feel about playing basketball games in football stadiums, or should we just play basketball games in basketball stadiums?
Well, for me, I have actually played on courts that are, like, removable like that. And NBA has these courts. You can take them up, put them back down. That one right there looked like it obviously something went wrong, but you can sometimes, like, I've felt it sometimes where the floor feels like it's moving under your feet a little bit. If you have like a very hard, like, you know, jump stop or a really hard, like, you know, cut, you can kind of feel the floor kind of give a little bit. That looked a little more serious. But he was already playing on a bunt. Like, he was banged up. Like, you know, you could tell he was banged up from the very start of that game. So I don't know how much that actually factored into it as well, like producing more of an injury. But yeah, you don't want to see that. And I'm glad he's okay. And, you know, but biggest news about that, Kansas won and I'll hit my future. So got a little bank account money rolling through. So that was my biggest. I mean, you sit there at halftime and you're like, oh shit, this is out of, you know, UNC. And then they come back and it was a good game to watch for sure. But
yeah, I mean, the guy hit the Huey potlock and dropped it. I'll tell you that. Guy screwed himself over. One guy's puking, you know, he wasn't built for the moment. Tell you who wasn't built for the moment was North Carolina. So, but March Madness tournament, shout out Hoopstar for coming in second and saving us some bread. All right. Had to throw the 300 piece. Shout out to everyone that just entered, you know, thank you for supporting us. We made profit off you guys. Appreciate it. But the guy who ended up winning the tournament, ironically graduated at UNC. Shout out Hop Matthews, one of our boys from town.
I was telling JP, like, I went to school with Hop, and Hop is like the biggest lacrosse head in the entire world. And I didn't know, I mean, I don't think he knows a lick about college basketball. I think he just put some, you know, stuff together and then he ended up winning. But yeah, I was telling JP about Hop and how he's just not a basketball guy.
Well, that's how it usually goes. I mean, right. One of the guys who's our friends, like, had like all the upsets after the first and second round. Shout out to Dougie entering the transfer portal, right? Where's he going? You know?
He already committed. He committed to Bryant, which was famous this year for making the tournament and having the nation's number one scorer in Peter Kiss. But you really can't blame him. I mean, so this St. Peter's team that we all love, they lost their head coach. And now literally everybody's transferring because nobody wants to they've gotten all this fame and they've shown what they can do. They want to go get a better opportunity. And also, I mean, Shaheen Holloway seems like an incredible coach. Nobody really wants to wait around and see who the new guy is. So I don't blame any of those dudes for transferring, but yeah, shout out Dougie Buckets, Dougie Edder.
Love it, man. I picked Iowa Final Four and UK finals. So, you know, screw me. What's going on?
Yeah, I was up there for a while. And then I ended up falling back, ended up about middle of the pack and Hoop. Hey, the Hoop had one of the better brackets I've ever seen, but sometimes you just get beat. And that's all right, man. That's all right.
If Hop didn't have Kansas winning, I would have won. It could have been any other, you know, he could have UNC winning or anybody else but Kansas, and I would have won. But right. It's all good.
All right.
And next year we'll do it even bigger, do it better, try to get some more people in. And hopefully maybe one of us can take home first place, but if not, we always love sending the money out to some loved viewers and listeners. So appreciate everybody who entered. We'll do it again next year. And hopefully things go a little bit more according to our plans, but we'll see. And, that's a long time from now. We got a lot of other things to talk about and do before that happens. And what we got to do right now is the trivia question. We have not had a true one-on-two trivia question in quite a while. I'm very excited to have it today. And as Hoop was talking about earlier, it's Masters weekend, and we're going to have a couple Masters-related questions today. So, in honor of it being Masters weekend, and of course the Green Jacket, the most famous award in all of sports, which NBA teams have green in their color scheme? How many are there, and what are they?
Bucks. I got Bucks, one. Andy, who else is green?
I can see the answer, but I'm going to act like I don't know it.
How many teams?
Yeah, I mean Bucks, Celtics.
I have to go through the divisions. I mean Timberwolves. Does that count?
Timberwolves
have some green in it.
Timberwolves definitely have green in it. That's about it.
I mean, does the Hornets count as like?
No, green? No.
That's like a teal, huh? That's
yeah. Teal. Yeah. Like old Grizzlies logo, maybe.
I don't know. I'll say 3, 4, maybe.
We'll go with 3.
Yep. So the answer to this is a little tough because color schemes are a little weird. According to NBA.com right now, there's only 2, and that's the Bucks and the Celtics. Because technically right now, the Timberwolves have 2 colors of blue and white in their current logo. But I'm going to give it to y'all because I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, the Timberwolves have green in their logo, which technically right now they don't, but they have for almost their entire history. So it was 2 or 3, but I'm just shocked there's really only 2 that have the dominant color scheme. We have so many blues and reds, but only 2 greens. Do people just not like the color green? Is it?
I used to hate the color green.
I love the color green, man. Makes my eyes stick out. I love green.
Mm-hmm. You missed your calling, man. Being a Masters champion would have been perfect.
Wow. Blue and green, the go-to colors for sure. And turquoise.
No orange.
I hate orange.
That's tough for your alma mater, man. That's crazy.
It's literally the ugliest orange I think I've ever seen. There was more construction orange where I went to school at than fucking volunteer orange. It was terrible.
All right. Well, we'll get it before Andy gets the entire city of Knoxville on his ass. We'll move on. And I got a bonus question. And this one, I have absolutely no intention of y'all getting right. I just think it's hilarious and want to see how y'all think about this. In honor of this being the 86th playing of the Masters, which player in the NBA was 86th in points per game this season?
I mean, that's absurd. That's an absurd question.
Yeah. It is an absolutely absurd question. There's no way. If anybody gets this right, with even off a guess, I will be incredibly impressed. I will tell y'all, they scored, let me see here, I had a 86, 13.3 points per game this year. Was 86 in the league.
Is it a point guard or shooting guard?
Oh, you know what? If you gave me points per game, I do know one person because I just was looking at this the other night. Carmelo Anthony is right around 13 points a game. I know for a fact. So
he is. That.
Continue with your hint, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. So he's a scoring guard, probably plays a couple of minutes at forward, but I'd say mostly a guard. And he was traded at one point this season. So it's not Carmelo Anthony, but I will tell you who. Carmelo is 85th.
No way. Really?
Yeah, I'm looking That's at it right crazy. Now. You were one person off, so you were very close.
That's wild. Yeah, what about my go-to guy, Young Patty?
Patty wasn't traded mid-season, but no, not Patty.
Damn. I could have sworn it could have been Carmelo. Now that you said that, I have no idea then. I just was looking at points because they were talking about it in the Lakers game. That's crazy. But yeah, I have no idea.
You were right on it.
No idea.
Obviously, there's no way y'all would ever guess this. But yeah, Carmelo is averaging 13.3 a game. So I guess if you were just going off that number alone, you would be correct. However, the way NBA.com has it sorted is like they go out to like the mega decimals. And Derek White of the Boston Celtics is an 86 this year.
Get that baby bullshit out of here, JP.
Whatever. I knew y'all weren't going to get it right, but I just thought it was funny. I mean, Hoop almost did, though. That makes me nice. A little vindicated. He almost had that loaded. That would have been crazy. If you
That was nice. Liam, like, how are you feeling about yourself right now? Just go ahead and let us know.
I mean, if I wasn't watching the Lakers game the other night, I wouldn't know that he was right around 13. But
let us know how you feel, brother.
That was pretty damn impressive. That was pretty damn impressive. All right. Yep, those are the trivia questions for this week. Hopefully they're on the TikTok. If not, we'll find a way to get them out to the people.
I got a trivia question for the people, if that's cool with you, JP.
Absolutely, brother. I'd love to hear it.
All right. What does JP stand for? Anybody listening out there? I thought it was Jonathan Perez for the longest time. Anybody listening to this, you can figure out what JP stands for. I don't know. We'll throw you some merch. Throw you a free hoodie.
There are a number of people who listen to the pod who actually do know the answer to this question, but I will, I'm not going to say anything right now. So yeah, if you can somehow answer this question and get it to one of us, well, if we have more than one, we'll do a drawing and we'll send you some merch. But like yes, what does JP stand for? And I'll tell everybody right now, it's not John Patrick. So that one, I know that'll be guessed. It's not John Patrick.
Liam, do you know?
Else. I mean, no, I have no idea. I thought it was just his first and last name together, but I guess not.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. JV. Like
middle name.
I know. Liam doesn't. Yeah, oh, Liam does not count in the drawing. I'll probably tell Liam as soon as we're done recording. But so anybody else, though, if you want to include it, we'll get yourself some merch. But and I will say, I mean, if people ask me, should I tell them or should they have to figure out some way else?
No, we'll throw it on social media. Whoever gets it, whoever comments first gets a, I don't know about a hoodie, maybe a hoodie. No, we got to make some money back on these hoodies, but we'll send out a t-shirt or something.
Cool. All right. I'm down with it. I like that. I appreciate you including my acronym, my name that I go by in the trivia questions. I never thought I'd see the day. So
all good, John. All good, John.
John Jeremiah. Start throwing out all the J names.
Jaquias.
Right. Yep.
I don't know.
I mean that way. Hey, it could be. It could be. I'm not shutting anything down. But
Jaquel. What's
yeah? Good? I mean, you honestly look like a Jaquel with your stash, bro. Like you look like
I get that a lot, man.
European Jaquel, man. I don't even know, man. If I came up to you and I was in Europe and you were in Europe, I'd be like, man, this guy is on drugs.
Or he just fitting right in.
You think he's fitting in?
In Europe? Yeah, he's fitting right in.
I'm just messing with you, JP. The stash is beautiful. People look at me and they're like, this guy's on liquid Molly right now or something. And I'd be like, relax, man. It's my boy Hoopstar. He's literally named himself Hoopstar right now. Check this guy out, dude. It's like fucking tweaking out. Holding. Tweaking out in the corner, Liam. I can just see you kind of just almost offing yourself for a sec.
Yeah, you're going deep out here, man.
I mean, the liquid Molly can do it to you, dude. I mean, I'm not the one taking it, bro.
The Andy. Molly water be hitting different.
The Molly water. I know how you are with the Fagos, bro.
Oh man.
Andy took a couple weeks off and decided to come back with the chopper loaded and ready. You just keep taking us all down. Damn.
Nah. I got yellow teeth, man. I didn't even brush my teeth today, so. Y'all can call me out on that. I haven't been to the dentist in like 3 years, dude. What's going on, guys? Y'all been?
I mean, I went to the dentist not even a month ago.
Damn. What'd they say, Jay?
They said, keep doing what I'm doing, brother. I got great habits. I'll be flossing, you know?
All right. Time to get on that visit line, baby. Let's go. We'll pitch in together.
There we go. All right. We got some NBA talk. We got 15 games today. Today being Sunday. When you listen to this, it'll be yesterday. Every team in the league is in action. Some teams really need to win. Nets really need to win to stay in that seventh seed and only have to win one game. Some teams really want to lose. Pretty much every team not in the playoff picture wants to lose, give themselves a better chance out of a nice lottery pick. And some have absolutely nothing to play for. The Heat are locked into the one seed. They can't do anything. At this point, today means nothing to them besides pride and maybe keep some momentum going. So it should be an incredibly entertaining day of games because some teams, like I said, not every team's trying to win. And that's rarely how any sport ever goes. So that's always an intriguing watch. Between obviously watching the last round of the Masters, should be flipping back and forth, seeing what's going on, just making sure everything's going, at least somewhat according to plan. The East play-in is still very up in the air, but in some fashion, it will be the Nets, Cavs, Hawks, Hornets. If the season ended right now, that would be the seeding from 7-10. I'm not sure if we'll see any changes. We may, but those will be the four teams. And the West play-ins, they are already set. Today's games do not matter for the West play-ins. It will be the Timberwolves versus the Clips in the 7-8, and then the Pelicans versus the Spurs in the 9-10. Now, we obviously can't predict the East games quite yet because we don't know what they're going to be, and Hoop and I already did this a little bit last week. But I'll just ask y'all, do we see either the Hawks or the Hornets or the Pelicans or the Spurs making the playoffs, the real playoffs, or do we think these teams in the 7-8 are going to go all the way through? I'll send it to Hoop first.
I believe I said, obviously, I like the Clippers just because they have Paul George. He's been playing. But I think that's the only other team that I see. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, I think the Nets will do it. Maybe the Hawks, maybe they can squeak by and get into some type of position to, you know, but yeah, those are the only two I have, Clippers and Nets, obviously. But yeah, I like the Clippers, man.
I like the Clippers a lot too. They also got Norman Powell coming back into the lineup, right?
Yeah, he played last night. Yeah.
Yeah. They look good, man. I'm surprised the Clippers are actually all the way down there right now. And Nets are going to be scary. If the Nets face the 76ers first round, the Nets are going to win. So that's my hot take.
It could happen. I mean, the Bucks right now, if you really like, I don't think the Bucks will do this because the Bucks can beat the Nets in a 7-game series. They know that. They probably don't want to play them first round. But if the Bucks lose today, they go to the 3 seed. They duck the possible Nets first round matchup. I'm not saying they will throw. I can see them maybe just resting all their starters, which would make some good sense given it's the 82nd game of the season. But yeah, I mean, I don't think any team really wants to play the Nets in the first round, although the Nets have shown that defensively they are atrocious at the moment. But it's still Kevin Durant and it's still Kyrie Irving. I wouldn't want to play him first round. I don't think anybody really wants to. So yeah, I would agree with you, Andy. But I do think I'm sticking with my prediction. I'm going to go Nets and then Hawks. And then I'm going to say it's going to be probably Clips and then Timberwolves. I'm sticking with that.
So if the Bucks lose, that means the Celtics will be number two and Bucks will be number three. Is that what that means?
Yes, I believe so. Let me confirm that. Okay. Yes. Yep. That is exactly, assuming the Celtics win today.
Right.
If everybody loses, it doesn't matter.
But. Right. Okay. I know we mentioned it last week, like you said, but like nobody in that top four is thinking, oh, I want to play the Nets. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, the Heat could lose to the Nets, obviously. Like Andy said, I mean, 76ers, I don't think will have a chance to play them. But I mean, the Bucks don't want to see the Nets either. But yeah, it's crazy to think that the Nets are in that position of like they could have the easiest road almost if they can just win the first round, you know, matchup. Because that's pretty much could be considered right. Like a conference finals, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I don't know, man. But the West, I'm always looking for futures, obviously. And I think I'm gonna take the Heat and the Suns, and then I always bet on the 76ers to make it. Those are my three. I mean, they're like, you know, plus a couple thousand, 20-1 or something like that. But just watch out. I'm trying to get some futures, some good money futures on there. So if you have one that you like, let me know.
How about the Bulls, man? Because we talked about this, right, a couple episodes ago, about a month ago. What was the question with the Bulls? If they were top four, then they would proceed to the second round. But I think my take was, now that they're sixth, they'll be playing, who is it? I mean, somebody Celtics. From the play-in.
Oh, no, the Celtics.
The Celtics.
Or the Bucks.
Right, believe. Bulls are getting smacked first round. They're getting smashed. Then wasn't this a thing? Didn't we talk about this?
We talked about this a couple of times, but beginning of the year, Hoop and I agreed that the Bulls were frauds. We said they would not win a first-round playoff series. And it was actually you, Andy, who was pretty adamant that they would find a way out. And they are still terrible against top-level teams. And I agree, if they play the Bucks or the Celtics in the first round, they're going to get destroyed. So I'm feeling pretty vindicated about that. I'm not rooting against them, but if that ends up being true, I'm happy. That was probably one of my best takes at the beginning of the year. Just putting that one out there.
I was off the rails. I was feeling loquacious. All right. I got the Bulls. I think the Bulls can still do it. Like, but this, like the Celtics before All-Star break were just frauds, right? So now they kind of flip-flop. I think the Celtics are kind of, they've been on a hot streak, great momentum going into it. But I mean, definitely don't count out the Bulls though. You know, a couple All-Stars on that team. So we'll see what happens. I mean, that might be, besides the Nets and I guess who, the Heat or the Bucks, that might be the best one to look out for in the East first round.
Fair enough.
I don't know how the fucking Raptors are fifth. You know what I'm saying? Hadn't really been good like defense. They don't televise the Raptors, so no one really knows.
Yeah, Sportsnet gets all their games, so it's tough to get them to the American audiences. But
they even have fans in like the arena yet?
They do. It's been back and forth, but they're back to having fans in the arena. And that Raptors team is going to be a tough out. They play good defense. They have a lot of great scorers, veteran guys, and Scotty Barnes is awesome. So
I'm not betting on the Raptors to win two games in that first series.
Against the probably gonna be the Sixers. Yeah. I think the Raptors could beat the Sixers.
No way.
Yes, 100%. I think they could. If what the Raptors don't have going for them is that their defending bigs is one of their weaknesses, and obviously Joel Embiid's really good. But this is the Raptors are a good team. I would not want to play them first round either. I think they're a tough out.
All right, let's move on.
All right. Before we move on, another ad to talk to you all about. Today's sponsor is Credit Karma. Are you planning ahead for a big expense? Maybe you want to snag some tickets for a playoff game. Or maybe it's a little more serious and you don't want to put those car repairs or medical bills on a high interest credit card. Y'all don't want to put them on credit cards. Watch those numbers go up, up, up if you can't pay them off. Credit Karma can help you look for a low interest personal loan that could save you money while you pay off your purchase. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show you your chance of approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free and it will not affect your credit scores and it could save you money in the long run. I personally use Credit Karma to keep track of my finances, make sure things are all looking good, the credit score is up, and if I ever do need a personal loan to go check on there to make sure what they're presenting me with my best options, it's super easy and I love having it as a resource and you will too. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Again, that's creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today.
Yeah, that'll do it, man. That'll definitely do it.
I was in the zone there. Did y'all see that? I was kind of moving there.
No, that was good because like I definitely need to start using Credit Karma. I don't know where my debit card is. I haven't had it in like 2 weeks. I've been cranking up my credit card, but I've been like paying it off because I still can like pay it through my phone. But man, Liam, do you know where my debit card's at?
Why would I know where your debit card's at, man?
I don't know, bro. Like you were here a couple months ago, or a couple weeks ago. So just like, let me know if you see it anywhere in your car. I don't know where it's at. I'm trying to go to the bar and pay a G&T with Apple Pay. They don't got that. Firing out the credit card, man. Credit score actually dropped like 30, dude. I was like, fuck me, dude. So yeah, Credit Karma. Get your credit score up, man. Gang.
Credit Karma, gang. All right. So obviously we'd love to talk about playoff matchups, but unfortunately, at the current moment, we don't know what all the playoffs matchups are going to be. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about it next week when the first few games are out the way. So instead of talking about things that we don't know are going to happen, we're going to talk about things that we do know are going to happen. And that means that we are going to talk about our NBA awards ballots. We're going to give our final ballots, as most voters are about to do. It's, we know these awards are going to be given out and voting. It's happening right now, but it's going to be finished up in the next few days here. And we are giving these ballots as if we were voters and we have three choices and we go a first, second, third place. So these are not predictions about what we think is going to happen necessarily. These are what we think we would vote if we had votes. Obviously, none of us do. I actually applied to be credentialed NBA media. I dropped name drop dash radio and man to man podcast. Didn't hear back. I'm going to try again. I'd like to get that press pass.
But I was going to say, we applied. I think it was after our first year. 2 years ago now, just as a whole podcast, I had to put in like my personal information and Andy's personal information. Yeah. I got an email back and said, we're not we're not taking applications or something, or we're good for this year or something. I was like, all right, that's fucked up.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're not official enough.
I don't even know what we're talking about, bro. So
NBA press pass, man. I was trying to get in the Zoom calls when they're
interviewing. Oh, we were trying to do some pressers, like asking questions.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God. I do remember that, dude. We were trying to be what are those guys called? Beat reporters.
Yeah. Big J journalists.
JP, I feel like you could fire that away, dude. Like, let's see if we can snag that guy. Snag that opportunity again.
I did. I applied, and I haven't heard back, actually. They didn't even give me the they're not looking for anybody yet. I just haven't heard back. And I name dropped Dash and everything, but I will keep trying. They will let me in. I mean, I'm beating the door down. I'm close. I'm coming in, and I will ask some good questions.
Give it a couple more years. Even if you're not with us, we'll just, send you a follow-up email or something and be like, yo, I think they're ready now.
So. Yeah. I'll figure it out. But yeah, so until we got those votes and those credentials, this is the best we can do for our votes. So we're going to start at the top with obviously the most important award, and that is the most valuable player, MVP. It's the award we've talked about most this year. It's the one that gets talked about most in the media because it is an important award. Not only is it an incredible individual recognition, there are a lot of contract incentives and things of that nature, according to MVP, and you're just in the NBA lore. When you win MVP, you are immediately established at a little bit higher level. So this year's MVP race has been incredibly, incredibly close all season. It's very much coming down to last day, which I think is the first time we've seen that in a long time. However, as we've talked about a few times in this podcast, we've talked about each of the last 2 weeks, my current ballot would be Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, and then Giannis Antetokounmpo. I just don't see nothing has happened. Even though Joel Embiid has played really awesome the last few weeks, I don't see him jumping Nikola Jokic for me right now. My argument has stayed the same all year for this. If the Sixers and the Bucks didn't have Joel and Giannis respectively, they'd still be playoff teams. If the Nuggets didn't have Nikola Jokic, they would be a lottery team, probably in like the top four worst teams in the league. That is why Nikola Jokic is the most valuable for me. But I would say I would love to see any of those three guys win it, but that's my ballot. Hoop's been shaking his head the whole time. He's pissed off at me, wants to punch me. What do you got for us, Hoop?
All credit to Jokic and what he's done this season. But I mean, if you're not voting for Joel Embiid, I don't know what, like, it's crazy. I mean, he's putting up 40 and 20, and he's like, you know, Joel Embiid has been through this kind of roller coaster of his season or his career a little bit in terms of like his performance. You know, he was down. You got the, you know, inside the NBA guys, Chuck and Shaq, like fucking slamming him for eating cheeseburgers. He's changed his, you know, kind of whole kind of, I guess, image in terms of how he's taking it more seriously. And you see results. And I see this year you get a trade for James Harden. And the question was, is he still going to be able to perform at the same level when you got a superstar in James Harden across from him? Because obviously the touches might go down. We see that Harden is, you know, his passing is on display every night. You have to like kind of game plan for that. We hadn't really seen that, I guess, at this level. And Joel Embiid is just playing so much. Like, he's at the top of his almost potential. I see, like, if you're scoring 40 and 20 in games and you're winning, that's another big thing. They're, I guess, not as much, but they're 4 and Denver's 6 seed right now. But Joel Embiid has got my vote, and he's had it for a while. I just don't. It's just crazy. And then I even have Joker. I have Joker 3 on my list. I have Giannis.
All right, dude.
It's Embiid, Giannis, and then the Joker. That's, I mean, it's crazy because you can't discredit what fucking Giannis is doing either. I mean, he's out there he's just a wild card. You don't know what you're going to get from him, but it's going to be production. So that's kind of my order.
I don't know, man. I got Jokic, Giannis, and I don't even think Embiid's in my top three. And you guys know who I'm going with, right?
Oh.
And it's Candace Freedom. I'm just looking at the stats here. Jokic becomes the first player in NBA history, 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists in a season. Won it last year, clinched a playoff spot without being in the play-in tournament, right? So I just feel like you can't ignore those numbers. And all those guys at different games, it's like kind of what I was saying a couple weeks ago. Like, one guy can get 40, right? And Embiid can average 40 or whatever he's doing. Jokic is doing the same thing a different night. Giannis is doing the same thing a different night. So it's all very close. I think we can all agree on that, but just looking at the numbers here, no one's done that before. You know, Jokic is racking up 35, 16, and 6, 4 steals and a block. I mean, he's kind of doing it all by himself without Jamal Murray. And I just feel like you can't overlook that. So I'm going to take Jokic. That's pretty much all the insight that I got. Something you can't ignore, though.
Yeah. Jokic is minus 400, Embiid is plus 300. And Giannis is plus 800 on some sports books out there. Joker's going to win it, but it's not. That's not who should win it. But we can move on.
Yep, we can move on, and we do have to move on. We got to speed up a little bit here just because of some time. But I like that we got a little differing opinion there, and I think we will for all these awards. So next award is Defensive Player of the Year. This one this year has been contended. There's been more talk about the Defensive Player of the Year, not about who's going to win it, but more just about what it means to be defensive player of the year this season than there has been in recent memory. But that's not going to change it for me. My ballot right now would be Rudy Gobert, Bam Adebayo, and then Mikal Bridges. Rudy Gobert is the best defensive big in the league, and he has been for a very long time. If you look at NBA basketball as a whole, defensive bigs, and I know being a defensive guard is hard, but defensive bigs guard everything, and they do so much more than any defensive guard ever could. And I want these guards to win, but that is just a fact, and it's why these bigs win all the time. Rudy Gobert, if the Jazz didn't have Rudy, yeah, they might, you know, their offense probably doesn't change, but their defense gets so much worse. I love Rudy on defense. So I would say put Rudy first, and then I'm picking Bam Adebayo second. It's been awesome for the Heat. Probably will win this award in the near future, but I got him in second right now. And then I got Mikal Bridges and third, best wing defender in the league. Has been an Iron Man his entire career. Deserves some recognition. I put him third.
So you're just gonna take out the betting favorite in Marcus Smart this year. You're just not even gonna recognize him.
I think it's like, I don't really see that many people voting for Marcus Smart. I know he's the betting favorite, but like, if you look at the history of, and I mean, I think he's okay, but I don't think he does as much as like these bigs do. It's just, that's just the NBA. That's how I see it.
Right. I agree to kind of in your order. I do like Rudy Gobert and then Bam Adebayo. I'm going to throw Marcus Smart in there instead of Mikal Bridges, just because, I mean, he is the betting favorite, but for me, you do have to look at if a guard is even being talked about in this, you know, for this award,
right.
You got to let him like at least get some light, you know what I mean? Because it's hard being a guard and being a defensive player of the year. So those are my three. Andy, you got anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Bam Adebayo, excuse me. Marcus Smart is very interesting, you know. I don't think he'll win it, even though he's the betting favorite. I'd take Bam if anything, but if something's holding Bam back, it's going to be he missed earlier this season with an injury. So I don't know. If I had to take a pick, I'd probably go Bam Adebayo. Ranks in the 94th percentile in steal percentage and 80th percentile in defensive rebounds. I mean, guy's a stud, clean the glass like crazy. Rudy Gobert is usually the favorite every single year. You know, let's pick somebody else. You know, it's getting kind of boring with you winning every single year. So love the Marcus Smart pick. Great hustle player and all around just great defensive player. It's what teams need in the NBA.
All right, that's defensive player of the year out the way. Next up is most improved. My ballot is pretty chalk here. I'm going Ja Morant would be my number one pick, and then DeJounte Murray for number two, and then Anthony Simons for three. A lot of guards, a lot of guys who have taken big jumps. I get the argument that Ja was already really good, so should he be winning most improved player? But in my opinion, the jump from pretty good to absolute superstar is one of the hardest jumps to make in the NBA, and Ja made that this year better than anybody we've seen do it in recent memory. DeJounte Murray, who's always been really good, you know, first-time All-Star this year, and has really taken a leap leading the Spurs team that really has no business being where they are, but he's just been outstanding for him. And then Anthony Simons, the Blazers put him on ice for the rest of the year because they're tanking and he's too good, but he's gone. His jump in production this year can't be ignored, and he's a key piece of the Trailblazers' future moving forward, which I don't think anybody could have guessed at the beginning of the year, so I've got Ant at the three spot, and if he would have played all year, I think he probably could have gotten my number two pick, but DeJounte's just played more. So that's me at Ja, DeJounte, and then Anthony.
Yes, nice. I agree. I think when I just pulled up Ja Morant's comparisons from this year to last year, 19 points per game to 27. I mean, that's, you have to look and see, that's almost what, that's 8 points, and you're going from a level of, like you said, superstardom. He's going to be a franchise player for hopefully the Grizzlies for a long time to come. And his, like, he's just growing into being just a veteran guy. And he's still so young too. Got to watch out for his injuries, I guess, on the back end, just because he is kind of crazy. But I do like Ja Morant. DeJounte Murray is my number two. I also want to throw in Darius Garland. I think Darius Garland also has improved a lot this year, just as kind of falling in the same lines as like Ja Morant, trying to be a franchise guy for a team like the Cavaliers, made an all-star appearance. So I like it. I like those three as my voting.
Yeah, I mean, John Morant's up there. Reading around some buzz here. Jordan Poole, maybe another guy. Most improved, right? We're talking about a most improved year is what they're saying. And, you know, without Steph Curry, without those other guys, Wiseman and Jordan Poole just pulling up numbers. Let's see, led the league for made three-pointers in March with 67, scored 20 more points in 17 consecutive games and averaged 25, 4, and 3 through 19 games, shot 44% from three-point in March. Kind of shed light on that guy. But I'll take Ja on this one. I think earlier in the year I had Miles Bridges, kind of fell off a little bit, and Ja's definitely the one to take it home this year. Incredible year. Guys, you know, making a franchise name for himself, and what the Grizzlies are doing this year is going to be incredible to watch in the postseason.
Absolutely. So we're all pretty similar there. Yeah, that three spot, I think there's going to be like 10 different guys that get votes there, honestly. So it's pretty much up in the air. But yeah, I think most improved is pretty much in the hands of Jod. I think the betting odds show the same. And now Rookie of the Year, probably the award we as a group talked about the second most behind MVP. Right now, my ballot has changed significantly. And at one point, it would have been Evan Mobley and then a large space and then everybody else. But honestly, right now, if I had to turn my ballot in, I would probably put Scottie Barnes at number one and then Cade Cunningham at number two and then number three, Evan Mobley. I understand this is a year-long award and this is probably some recency bias, but Scottie Barnes from beginning of the season to end of the season has been awesome for this Raptors team, as we talked about. He's going to be one of the very few rookies that's guaranteed to be a consistent starting player on a playoff team, which should be noticed and rewarded. Cade Cunningham, since the All-Star break and really probably the few weeks before the All-Star break, has been the best rookie in the year. He just didn't do it all season, which is tough. But I do think he's probably going to be the best player in this class into the future. I think Cade is a future star. That's why I got him at number two. And then I got Evan Mobley at three. He's missed a lot of time recently, even though he has probably, at the beginning of the year, was dominant and is probably honestly still going to run away with this award. I would just have him at number three right now. Yeah, it's a little recency bias, but I think the impact on the team so far cannot be overstated that I have Scottie and Cade in front of Evan.
I like that. I see where you're coming from. Scottie Barnes is kind of also that young guy that just does so much for a team. And for the Raptors, they're, you know, solid into the playoffs. You know, they're going to be, you even mentioned, could be a team to, you know, turn some heads and maybe get out of the first round, depending on who they play. But I still have Evan Mobley as my number one. And I think as of like recency bias, I want to say it's Scottie Barnes, but also I've been watching Cade Cunningham play, and I think I have to put him number two just because I like how he plays. And in Scottie Barnes three, I know that's like unconventional and just not right at all in terms of like actual how they should be, but I think Evan Mobley had done enough already at the very beginning of the season to win this award, and so I have to give it to him. And then Cade Cunningham also is just playing out of his mind too. So that's my number two. And then Scottie Barnes, even though Scottie Barnes should be in the conversation to win it, I got him number three on mine.
Yeah, I'm still going to take Evan Mobley. Cade had a weird like start of the year, but you see what he's done. You know, it's not how you begin. It's how you finish. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. Mobley missing some games. I didn't see that, JP. I don't know if that affects it so much since he had such a dominant year throughout the year, still averaging 15, 8, and 3. I'm going to just stick with my guns here and go Evan Mobley. I think Scottie Barnes would be number two in my eyes. Just what he's done to put that team fifth in the East. And Cade, I know it's an individual award, but Cade, like I said, it's, you know, great year to end the year, but not exactly where him and his team want to be at. You look at what the Cavs have done. With Garland and just what he's done. I mean, he's like a future Chris Bosh, talking about Mobley. So I'm going to take Mobley on this one, sticking my guns here.
All right, three, a little bit different orders, but I think it's pretty safe to say those three guys are going to be up there. Shout out Josh Giddey, shout out Franz Wagner, guys like that who are probably going to get some votes, but aren't going to win, but deserve some recognition. And then Sixth Man of the Year, this award is a runaway, but we'll talk about it anyway, just briefly. I got Tyler Hero, one. And then 2-3, it doesn't matter, but I had Kelly Oubre and then Cam Johnson. They both have had really good years off the bench, but Tyler Hero is going to win this award by a pretty significant margin. Unless, Hoop, you have something crazy out of left field you want to tell us.
No, I was just going to say I was some sports books have taken this off of their books because it's such a heavy favorite. There was one that I think it had it minus like 10,000 and then it moved to minus like 20,000. So they, it's just, yeah, he's just, it's crazy to think that somebody is just that talented and locked up something so easily. But yeah, Tyler Herro, definitely my top. And I want to shout out Kevin Love, man. Kevin Love, I know he's been talked about it a little bit. Kind of we've lost some sight on what Kevin Love has been doing, but he's also that veteran presence on a young Cavs team that is doing well this season. So those are my two. And then I'll probably, you know, throw in either Kelly Oubre or I think there's one other that I had.
It's got to be Cam Johnson.
Trying to see what I wrote down here.
Buddy Hield for the Pacers.
Oh, it could be Buddy Hield. I just didn't write down my third one here. Buddy Hield, I think Jordan Clarkson, he won it last year, so probably throw him in there maybe too. But yeah,
solid picks, man. I'm going to go with Hoop on this one.
All right, got a couple. I mean, it's Tyler Herro 100%, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, that one would be interesting to see who picks up second and third. And then the last award we're going to predict is the Coach of the Year. My ballot would be right now Taylor Jenkins for the Grizzlies. Can't really understate or overstate what he's done. Can't overstate what he's done, with his Grizzlies team. Even with Ja, you know, missing 20 some odd games, they have been outstanding from start to finish. His rotations are awesome. He's found some really, really good role players and young guys. I got Taylor Jenkins. And then my two pick is Monty Williams, best coach on the best team. Monty Williams is an absolutely incredible basketball coach, deserves every recognition possible, and will probably win this award, although I would have him second behind Jenkins. And then third, I've got Eric Spoelstra, another, you know, one seed coach. Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the league, has been for a long time. I think he deserves some recognition. He's probably underrated, honestly, at this point in his career. So I put Spoelstra third. So yeah, that leaves me Jenkins, Williams, Spoelstra, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I actually have Monty Williams number one for me.
Usually, JP, what are your thoughts?
That's 100% okay.
Usually the best team, you know, with the best records, coach has an upper hand on this. So I'll take Monty Williams. I like Taylor Jenkins as well, just because Grizzlies team is very, you know, well put together as just front office, and he's been able to coach this team very well this year. And then wild card one for the Celtics, I'm going to butcher his name, but Ime Udoka. Wow. I think that's how you pronounce it.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's my number three. Show some love, you know, first year coach. Celtics started off slow. Now they're, you know, in a groove, and I think they're also do very well this year in the playoffs. So that's my number three.
I got to go with my hometown team, man. Shout out to the Grizz, man. Taylor Jenkins doing his thing out there. Also want to just, I guess, honorable mention here, right, Hoop? Steve Nash, just putting those hothead drama queens together. Nah, I'm kidding. Probably the worst coach of the year. So I'm going to go with Taylor Jenkins on this one. Look what they're going to do, man. Look what they have done. You know, he's giving me Hubie Brown eyes right now. So eyes popping a little bit. RIP.
All right. Those are all the
I don't
ballots.
Fucking know. You know what I'm saying?
And in our last couple minutes here, we'll do some finals predictions real quick. This is boring. It's super chalk, but I think it's going to be Suns Bucks. And I got Suns in six. The Suns are the best team in the league. The Bucks have had probably currently the best player in the league and the best surrounding cast with him, with Giannis. I think it's going to be Suns Bucks. But I think it goes different this year. I think the Suns take it home.
What a chalk pick, JP.
It's chalk and it's boring. At least I didn't take Suns Heat, but no, Suns Bucks. I mean, I don't see any team making that different.
Yeah, I agree, honestly, man. I got Suns winning it all this year. If they can do it, if they don't have that Chris Paul curse. I actually had the same thing. I said it to my boy yesterday. I said Suns Bucks again, but I think Suns are going to take it home this year. They deserve it. Chris Paul deserves this. I'm rooting for Chris Paul this year on this one.
I'm going to throw a wild card out there. I'm going to go Nets. And I'll go Nets, Suns. I think the Nets will just come into these playoffs and just outscore everybody that they play. Fuck the defense. You know, they don't care about defense. Obviously, we've seen they're pretty piss poor in defense this year. But if you can outscore them, and we saw it last year. I mean, Kevin Durant was one shot away from, you know, making heads turn without Kyrie. So now he has Kyrie. I'll say Nets, Suns, and I'll have the Suns win it because I do think they're that good. But hear me out. I have one other honorable mention here. Watch out for the Warriors this year too. You can't count them out, especially if they're healthy. If, you know, just watch out because they can light it up, and they've been there and done that. And this is the first year since we've seen them win championships that everybody could possibly be back as that core group. Draymond like Green, that. Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson.
I like that.
Watch out for them.
I like that. Good pick, bro. I like that.
All right. Everybody had the Suns and maybe a little difference in the East. I thought about Nets. I really did. I think the Bucks probably jump up and get them in a 7-game series when they end up playing. But yeah, we all got the Suns, and I believe that is it for the basketball talk. So I'll send it over to Hoop to close us out if he's feeling so inclined.
Yeah, you got anything else, Andy? I know sometimes you got something to end us off here, but
I'll just say I feel good, man. Been working out a lot. Appreciate you guys having me back. I PR'd this week. First time, worked out for a month and a half. 185, I'll get to 200. All right. I'm pushing 185p right now. What do you guys think about that? It's okay. It's all right.
I mean, don't take this as a shot, but you being like 5'6" and, you know,
I'm actually like 5'8.5". So relax a little. I'm above the height. I'm above the average height here.
And put in like what, a buck 40?
No, I'm a buck 67.
Yeah. I'm trying to throw some shots at you.
I mean, I'm letting you know I'm getting up there a little bit. What? I know you were hitting 200, but like try to hit like 200 now, bro. It's a lot harder.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's really good. I couldn't do 185 right now. I don't think. Maybe I could, but.
So there.
Yeah. If you don't have anything else, I'll namaste these fools out here. So namaste to you guys. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. We'll see y'all next week, baby. See you.